under the full moon, and ever did he beckon me. Very brightly did the moon shine on the night I answered the call, and I walked out over the waters to the white ship on a bridge of moonbeams. The man who had beckoned now spoke a welcome to me in a soft language I seemed to know well. And the hours were filled with soft songs of the oarsmen as we glided away into a mysterious south, golden with the glow of that full, mellow moon. And when the day dawned, rosy and effulgent, beheld the green shore of far lands, bright and beautiful and to me unknown. Up from the sea rose lordly terraces of verdure, tree-studded and shewing here and there the gleaming white roofs and colonnades of strange temples. And as we drew nearer the green shore, the bearded man told me of that land, the land of Zar, where dwell all the dreams and thoughts of beauty that come to men once and then are forgotten. And when I looked upon the terraces again, I saw that what he said was true. For among the sights before me were many things I had once seen through the mists beyond the horizon.